Okay, our friends. So today I have a question for you. Do you like to dance? Are you a fan of dancing? When you hear some really great music, what do you want to do? You want to tap your toes? Do you want to wiggle? I know I do. And so today we are going to read a story about that very thing. Today's story is called The Band in Our Basement. It was written by Kelly J. Baptiste and it was illustrated by Janine Mohammed. And it's read today by Mommy and
Who, me?
you. Who are you?
Oh, that's me. That's me. And I'm Mo.
You're Mo?
Yeah.
And he's me?
Yeah.
Well, not confusing at all.
Spelled M-I. Me spelled M-I. Mo spelled M-O.
And you're both of them? Amazing.
Oh, and that's May on the other side of me.
Whoa.
Phyllis behind me.
Oh my goodness, there's so you're four different things? Me, May, my, Mo, and you?
No, you're talking to Mo.
Mo? Wow, friends, it's gonna be a hard one tonight. Try to stick with me. Are you ready for your story, you guys?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Okay, here we go. Daddy's band is in our basement. We can't fall asleep. Mama said, go right to bed and do not make a peep. But the sounds downstairs are funky. Then we start to wiggle toes. We flip, flop, we giggle with sheets up to the nose. And in the picture, we can see two kids. They are in bed. Their mama has given them the shh, but they are wide awake. The rhythm's steady, the trumpet's sweet. Before too long, we're on our feet. And they are jumping on their beds. Uh-oh. Not many people allow that. Shh, my brother Kenny says, dancing all around. He makes some funny faces and I laugh without a sound. I hear the bass guitar and say, I bet that's Uncle Roy. I bust some moves and do a spin, but crash, there goes a toy. Uh-oh. They were dancing on their beds and they knocked one of their toys onto the ground and it made a loud noise. The music stops. Our stomachs drop. We freeze. Then Daddy starts the beat again and boy, are we relieved. That was super close, I say, and climb back into bed. But Kenny grins and whispers he has other plans instead. Oh no, I feel like Kenny might be getting into mischief. What do you think? Let's sneak downstairs and watch them play. I shake my head. No way. Kenny grabs my arm. Let's go. We'll sneak down fast. They'll never know. All right, I say at last, excited, just like him. We creep into the hallway where the light is soft and dim. Careful, careful. Can't be caught. Careful. Careful, down the stairs. Tiptoe past the squeaky spot. Tiptoe, tiptoe. Almost there. The main floor is a danger zone because Mama might be near. Sipping soda in the kitchen, reading in her chair. Footsteps close. Look out! We're toast! We're busted! It's no joke! But then we sigh because walking by is Clancy. With a Coke. And in the picture, we can kind of see what's going on here. So the kids are up at the very top of the stairs of their house, right? And they're in their rooms. And I guess there's another floor, the main floor of their house. And their mom is sitting in the living room reading a book. So they have to be very quiet as they sneak past her because they don't want her to hear. But there's also a kitchen on the main floor. And they thought she was in the kitchen and would see them. But no, it looks like this person, Clancy, might be part of the band. Do you think? Yeah. He opens up the basement door and whoosh, the music gives a roar. Come on,
says Kenny. I agree. Downstairs is where we gotta be. We wait till Clancy's back on keys, then creep down slow so no one sees. My heart is thumping with the beat. The basement's thick with sound and heat and chords and amps and music stands are packed in tight around the band.
And we can see the band. Looks like Clancy is the keyboard player. He plays the piano, right?
Back from the top, Big Frankie shouts. The band knows what he's talking about.
When you say from the top, that's a music term. And that means you start over at the top of the song. Okay.
They slide into a jazzy groove. I'm still, but man, I want to move. We bob our heads to parts we like, and then a singer takes the mic. Her voice is perfect, clear as day, and bam, it hits us right away. Kenny pokes me, eyes aglow. That's Mama's voice stealing the show.
My, funny as can be, got four little eyes, think I don't see. My, hear what I say, those four little feet better scurry away. Their mama saw them, didn't she?
We hang our heads and stand up slow. I guess it's time for us to go. But then the band begins to sing. Come on, come back, come join this thing.
And so down the stairs, the kids go, jumping and dancing.
Daddy knobs and taps his feet. I grab the sticks and find the beat. Kenny gets the microphone. The whole band laughs and plays along.
And yeah, we see her. She's got the microphone, or she's got the drumsticks in her hand, and she's learning how to drum.
My brother hits a note so high, I make sure the drumsticks fly. Mama scats and claps her hands. We're all a part of Daddy's band.
Ooh, here's a good question. Do you know what scat means? It has multiple meanings. But here, when you're talking in the musical terms, a person who is scatting, or if a singer is going to scat, that means they're going to make up sounds to go with the music. So a very, very famous example of that would be like Scooby Dooby Doo 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 Doo. That's a song, a very famous song called Strangers in the Night. And there was a very famous jazz singer, sort of American jazz, named Frank Sinatra. And he was not very good at scatting, but that was what he did. There were other great singers that can scat a lot better, but that's just an example. And so we can see the whole family is caught up in the music, and the page is full of colors and beauty.
We jam.
What?
We jam until we start to yawn. It's almost time to end the fun. When Daddy nods, we say goodnight. We head to bed without a fight. Slowly, slowly up the stairs, the squeaky ones and all. The music's like a lullaby that trails us down the hall. We do our special handshake and fall into our beds. Next time, we sneak down early in disguises, Kenny says. We dream of all the songs we'll write and practicing we'll do. We promise we'll be ready when it's Daddy's band plus two.
Wow. Wouldn't it be something to be in a band with your mom or your dad? That would be fun, wouldn't it? But you do have to practice an awful lot in order to do that. Did you know that? In order to be in a band, you have to practice, and then practice some more. And then once you're done with that, guess what you get to do? Practice. It's true.
But that, my dear friends, is the end.
The end. Everyone saying the end? Nice.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.